This is Ozarks at Large. The inaugural Ozark Mountain Music Festival will kick off next Friday evening inside the Basin Park Hotel in Eureka Springs. Among those scheduled to perform during the three-day festival is Pearl Brick, who recently stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio. During our conversation, she explained how music was a part of her life at an early age.
I was born in San Francisco, moved to Nashville, Tennessee when I was 8 years old, but I come from a family. My dad's a Southern Baptist preacher. My mother plays the organ and the piano. So, you know, I remember standing in front of a congregation when I was five and singing a spiritual a cappella, you know. And so everybody in my family can sing. My sister won't because she's frightened. But, you know, and it's scary to sing. But I've pretty much done it my whole life. Went on tour with some people in the industry when I was 16. And then went to school on a full music scholarship to Samford University in Birmingham. But then my second year, I just realized that I needed to do something else. And so I stole a car and I went to Key West, Florida, where I met the man that I married, and we played music together for about 25 years for a living.
Oh, wow. In Florida? Or did you travel around?
We lived everywhere. I mean, we lived in Nashville. We lived in Seattle. We lived in Kansas City. We lived in California. We lived on the central coast of California before we moved here. And he's an Arkansas boy that always wanted to move back to Arkansas. So I told him the only place I could live in Arkansas was Eureka Springs. So we moved to Eureka, and I promptly lost my voice, like could not sing for almost 15 years.
What happened?
Oh, there was nothing wrong with me. I mean, I went to vocal clinics and went to Nashville and had my throat scoped and all that kind of stuff. So I think it was the marriage, really, that was doing it. It was like really, really, really stressful. Mm-hmm. But the cool thing is I got to take over the auditorium in Eureka Springs. Mm-hmm. I got to book people like Ray Charles and Bill Cosby and Alison Krauss and Emmylou Harris and Ani DiFranco and, you know, John Prine and on and on and on. So it was a fabulous thing, but it was also really scary because if you're a singer and you lose your voice, you think, I am a useless, you know, empty pot of nothing here. And I mean, it was devastating for me. So, and I didn't think that I would ever get it back again. I really didn't. So it's taken a while, but I got it going on again. So
when did you realize that you got it back, or at least tried to see if you did have your voice kind of back?
Well, I've always written, and I learned to play the guitar, actually, just in the last 3 or 4 years. And so was writing and stuff like that. And my voice was getting better, but still, you know, had some edges to it that were not, I couldn't sing fully, like mm-hmm. just sing
right.
with just full abandonment. And so I just thought, you know, that's not really ever going to happen again. And when it began to happen again, I was like, I actually was at Block Street last year, mm-hmm. and I lied to a couple of people who said, hey, are you going to be playing any place? And I said, yeah, I'm going to start playing at our Sega's at the Depot on Tuesdays nights. And then I went to the manager, and I said, could I play at our Sega's at the Depot on Tuesday nights? And she said, yeah. And so that really has given me a lot of confidence because I never played by myself. I always played mm-hmm. either with my, you know, husband or with a band or something like that. So it's taken a little bit for me to get to where I'm like, yeah, I can do this and enjoy it, you know.
And you're going to be at the Depot?
Every Tuesday night. It's called Tuesday with Pearl.
Oh.
And, you know, it's a great place to both try out new songs that I've written. And, you know, I was sheltered growing up. Mm-hmm. I didn't listen to Bob Dylan. I didn't know who Van Morrison was. I didn't, you know, there's a whole bunch of people that I missed. And so I'm having a blast learning songs by those kind of people and, you know, Lucinda Williams. And, you know, that's the kind of music I like. So, and it's all actually pretty easy to play on the guitar.
Well,
don't
excellent.
Tell anybody.
That's our little secret then.
Yeah, exactly. Two or three chords.
Yeah. You said you kind of got your start in the church, as a lot of people do, but that would explain the two albums I found from you online that were Christian gospel.
Exactly. Exactly. We actually made 5 CDs.
You and your family or you and your husband?
My husband and I. Mm-hmm. And had a record deal and traveled. I mean, we made really great money.
So all Christian actually, and gospel?
Yeah. It was all Christian music, but the kind of churches that we played at had fantastic bands. Mm-hmm. And so we did lots of old spirituals, lots of blues. And we also took hymns that, you know, the whole generation of people in churches that do, as we call it, worship music. Although I have a friend that calls it do me Lord music, because you just kind of sing the same thing over and over again. But I was raised with hymns and stuff, so I could sing, you know, a hymn that has been, you know, is ancient, and people would think that I'd written it. You know, I had to like say, no, really, that's like an old song. So, you know, I write things that are not Christian songs. You know, I write songs about things that happen and people in my life and, you know, stuff like that. So, and I didn't know for a long time, Antoinette, that everybody doesn't have like a melody running in their head to every metered anything, you know, that they hear. And that's what I do. You know, you could give me a subject right now and I could write you a song about it. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of what I do. So, that's been a beautiful discovery about myself, that I, you know, I have not just a voice, but I really love to write songs and that I'm good at it. Isn't that bold to say that? It's so scary.
But you said it and it's out there. Well, would you mind sharing one of your songs with us?
Not at all. Can I introduce it just a smidge? This is a song that I wrote about my friend KJ Zamalt. She has a restaurant in Eureka Springs called Caribe. And the guy that taught me how to play the guitar, Roby Duke, and I were sitting in a restaurant one day, and she comes in and she's like, I burned my dead lover's house down right before work today. And then she went on to the next thing, and Roby and I were like, whoa, wait, go back to that. You know, what happened? And so in asking her all those things, this song came out of that. And it's called Strike Anywhere. Burn my dead lover's house down just before work today. Burn my dead lover's house down just before work today. Hey, it's red tip and kerosene just before work today. Strike anywhere. Strike anywhere. I can't feel a thing. Strike anywhere. Strike anywhere. I can't feel a thing. Well, I busted every single window out just before work today. Busted every single window out and just before work today. Strike. Strike anywhere, I can't feel a thing. Strike anywhere, strike anywhere, I can't feel a thing. It burst into flames, it burst into flames, burst into flames, burst into flames. Dead lover's house down just before work today. Red tip and kerosene just before work today. I busted every single window out just before work today. Strike anywhere. Strike anywhere. Strike anywhere. I can't feel the thing. Strike anywhere. Strike anywhere. Strike anywhere. Strike anywhere. Strike anywhere.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Now, people, if they haven't had the chance to see you at, say, Arcega's, they will have the chance to see you at the Ozark Mountain Music Festival. It's taking place January 24th through the 26th, but it will be you will be performing on January 25th, that Saturday, at 2.
That's correct. I'm going to be playing in the Ozark Room of the Basin Park Hotel, which, I don't know if you've ever been over there, but to me, that place is just magical. I mean, the ballroom, the whole place is amazing, and just is a fabulous place to play. I'm really excited about this because there are people who I've heard, but I've never met them, and then there's people that I've never heard, and so I think they have a pretty great lineup. You know, I got to see National Park Radio at the Roots Festival, and then I saw Ben Miller someplace, sometime. Of course, Three Penny Acre, you know, are friends of mine and are fabulous. So to be on the roster with these people is going to be fun. And, you know, I guess we're just going to party down in the hotel from morning till night.
Well, how did you find yourself on the roster since you've kind of gotten back into things a little more recently?
Yes, I started playing last year by myself and got a few gigs in Eureka, you know, played at Chelsea's a couple times and played at the Stone House a few times and had a really good time doing that. And then the people that were putting it on just contacted me literally the very end of December, and they're like, hey, do you want to be in this? We're going to throw this thing on. And the fact that they have put it together so quickly and so professionally is really amazing. And so I was like, well, sure. And I kind of thought when I told them, they're like, tell us what you want and, you know, what do you play for and all that stuff. And I was like, yeah, when I tell them, they're going to be like, no. But they like me over there. So anyway, Eureka is a great stomping ground and is a perfect place for this thing. So they just kind of out of the blue got a hold of me. Facebook is the deal.
Isn't it?
You know what I'm saying? You can just do all kinds of things.
You can indeed. Can you choose one more song to play for us right now?
I would like to.
Okay.
This is a song that I wrote about my oldest daughter, Kara. And the first four lines of the song rambled around in my head for about 10 years. And when I learned how to play the guitar, I sat down and just wrote the rest of the song. It still needs a third verse, but whenever I write the third verse, it's always, it has never quite come up to the standard that I have, of course. So anyway, this is about my daughter, Kara. She'd ever Romeo and Juliet, Flagstaff to Kingman. She fell asleep with the complete works of Shakespeare in her arms. She's been older than me ever since she was 3, and I've tried not to ruin her. I put her on a train when she was barely 17, and she never shed a tear. She got wings that you can't see, wings you can't see. No, girl's gonna fly much higher than me. She was a designated diver ever since her high flyers could finally get the clutch down. And she'd load us all up in a pickup truck, drive us straight to the liquor store. She never smokes or drinks, always says what she thinks, especially when I don't want to hear it. God, I love her. Bones want her to come back home, nurse me until I'm gone. She got wings that you can't see, and wings you can't see. No, she's gonna fly much higher than. She got wings said she's gonna fly until she's free.
That was Pearl Brick performing her original song, Wings, inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. She will perform at 2 p.m. Saturday, January 25th, inside the Ozark Room of the Basin Park Hotel in Eureka Springs as part of the inaugural Ozark Mountain Music Festival. Pearl also has a regular gig at 7 o'clock Tuesday nights at our Sega's at the Depot in Fayetteville. For more information, you can visit facebook.com/pearl.brick. We'll have more from this conversation Sunday morning at 9 during Weekend Ozarks at Large.